Today's Shi'ez Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis. We will begin on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah taught us Avodah Kachavim Shel Avodah Kachavim. The Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Nachri is a Surah Miyan, is immediately Asur. Ask the Ramas Nisimani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the Tana of our Mishnah, Rekiva, it represents the opinion of Rekiva, the Tanya. The Pasuk says, Abi Ta'abdun. As kol ha-mekaymus of the sham ha-goyim. The part we learn from here, kelim sh'nashtam shalom ha-avayz kacham ha-kos medaber. The pasuk is speaking about different kelim that were used by the avayz kachavim. V'yachol, we would assume, osam, if these kelim were manufactured for avayda zar v'lay gomram, and they weren't completed, gomram, or they were completed, but they weren't brought yet to their makam of Avodah Zarah. Hivim, or they were brought there, but they weren't used yet. Yachal Yei Asurim, we would think that they should be Asur Bahana. Tamalimer, the Pasuk says, Asha Avdu Sham Hagoyim, Shein Asurim, that they're not Asur, Shein Asurim Ad Shi Avdu, that they're not Asur until they were until they were actually worshipped. Mikan, from here says the Gemara, we learn Mikan Amru, Avodah Kachavim Shel Avodah Kachavim, the Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Nachri, ain't an Asura, doesn't become Asur, Achatavit, until it was actually worshipped. Yisrael, but what about the Avodah Zarah that belongs to Yisrael? There, it's different. When we speak about the Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Yisrael, Asur miyad. It's asur as soon as it's manufactured. As the pasuk says, by a sha'avdu shamagoyim, so by the goyim, it's not asur until they were actually worshipped. By Yisrael, that doesn't have such a statement. So therefore, by Yisrael, it's asur miyad, divrei bishmol. Rekiva says chil of devarim. Rekiva says the opposite. Avodah kachavim shel avodah kachavim. The avodah zara of a nachri is a sur miyad. It's immediately usur. V'shal Yisrael. But when we speak about the avodah zara of a Yisrael, then it's different. Then the halacha will be that it's a surah. It's only usur ashtavit until it's actually worshipped. So now the Gemara delves into this brisa. Amamar, the pasuk, the brisa that we just learned. We learn from here, that the pasuk is speaking about kelim that we use for avodah zarah, and the pasuk is teaching us that only when they were actually used at that point they become asur. But ask the Gemara, the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Abba to Avnus kol ha mekaymus." So the pasuk is speaking about the spot that they're on. So if the pasuk is speaking about the spot that they're on, so on the mekaymus, ask the Gemara, how could it be used to teach us the halacha about the kalim? Answers the Gemara, "Im ain inyan le mekaymus." If the pasuk cannot be speaking about mekaymus, because the Mekaymus, the places that they worship, as we've been learning in our Shurim, the Loy Litzri, that they don't become Asur. The Ksiv, as we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei, Eloheim Elaharim, what's on the mountains can become Avodah Zarah. However, V'loy Aharim Eloheim, the mountains itself do not become Avodah Zarah. So if it can't be here for that purpose, says the Gemara, Tenuel Inyan L'Kalim, the pasuk has come to teach us the status of the kalim. We learned further in the brisa. Mikan amru, from here we learn. Avodah kachavim shel avodah kachavim. The avodah zarah of a nachri. Ein asura al achatovid. It's not asur until it's actually worshipped. V'yisrael, but the avodah zarah v'yisrael is asur immediately. As we learned that the pasuk says asha avdu. And from the words asha avdu, we learn only when they were worshipped. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that the pasuk is teaching us what is the halacha of the Avodah Zarah But ask the Gemara of a Bekelim Kimna law. We just finished saying that the Pasuk has come to teach us what is the status of the Kelim. Answers the Gemara. Amakra, the Pasuk continues to say, Asher Tam Yarshim Es Aleihem. The Pasuk says, Asher Tam Yarshim Es Aleihem. So we see that if the word is speaking about the Kelim, or Makish Aleihem Lekelim. The Pasuk is speaking about the Mekaimus, which we said means Kalim. The Pasuk says the word Aleihem, which means the actual Avodah Zarah. Ma Kalim. And as we've just finished learning, the Kalim are also only become Asar at Sheyavdu when they are actually worshipped. Af Aleihem Nami, the Avodah Zarah itself, only becomes also at Sheyavdu. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Deloy Makish, Rabbi Kiva that does not connect the halacha of Aleihem, of the Avodah Zarah itself to the Kalim. And he holds that the Avodah Zarah of the Nachri is also from the moment it's manufactured, Amalach, but isn't the Pasuk, asked the Gemara, indeed connecting them? So how could Rabbi Kiva not pay attention to that? Amalach, he says that we should not look at it as the two are connected. Because there's the Pasuk, there's the word S, Aleihem. The word S separates the Mekaimus, which we're saying means the Kalim, from Lehayim, which means the actual Avodah Zarah, Hifsaka Inyan. It separates the two and says that they are not treated the same way. As we're going to learn, however, Tosfos points out, Rabbi Kiva learns that the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri becomes usur immediately from another Pasuk. Only reason, what knows what happens and how in the Gemara, says the Tosfos, is that the Gemara is going to have another limud from which we will learn that Rabbi Kiva, how Rabbi Kiva learns that the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri is usur immediately, but he still needs to address Rabbi Shmuel, who learns this Hekish. So what he did first now, what the Gemara did first now, is say why Rabbi Kiva is not satisfied with that Hekish. Rabbi Shmuel, ask the Gemara, how do we know that Rabbi Shmuel will hold? Rabbi Shmuel does hold. How does Rabbi Shmuel know that the Avodah Zarah of the Yisrael is also immediately? Rabbi Shmuel asks, that the Avodah Zarah of the Nachri is not also until it's actually worshipped. However, ask the Gemara, the Yisrael, the Asur Miyad, the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael that's also immediately, Menale, from where does Rabbi Shmuel know this halacha? Says the Gemara Sfarahu, he learns it logically. If the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri is Asur only when it's worshipped, that's how we know that the Yisrael, that the Yisrael's Avodah Zarah is Asur Miyad. And the way to understand this is that the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel understands that we cannot say that the halacha of Avodah Zarah of Yisrael should have the same halacha of the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri. Because obviously, the Avodah Zarah of a Yisrael is much more serious. The best raya is the halacha of Bittel, that the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri, there's Bittel, it can be nullified. The Avodah Zarah of Yisrael cannot be nullified. And therefore, if the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Ki Yishmael is saying, if the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri is indeed only relevant from when it's worshipped, the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, which is much more severe, is also from when it's manufactured. Ask the Gemara, but maybe the way to learn is even the Yisrael klaloi, that a Yisrael, what's the way the Ritva explains the Gemara, since a Yisrael never really gets connected to the Avodah Zarah, so it never really becomes an Avodah Zarah. And since it never becomes really an Avodah Zarah, that's why maybe the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael never is considered full-fledged Avodah Zarah that becomes Asur. Answers the Gemara, Hashtag Nizabayah. As we're going to learn, the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael must be buried. And Bittel is not satisfactory, as we just discussed. At Suri Le Mitzur, says the Gemara, can we even have a Havamina that it doesn't become Asur? But ask the Gemara, Ve'ema, Kedavik Chavim. So the Gemara's question is, yes, we now have identified that it's not plausible to say that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael should not require, should not be Asur. It's not acceptable to the Gemara that we should treat the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael less severely than the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri. But the Gemara's question is that maybe they should be treated equivalently. And just like the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri only becomes Asur Achetovid when it's actually worshipped, so too should be the Aloch of the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, by the Eagle, Vasratashem Asher Sisim as Eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klai Yisrael about the terrible aver that they did in making the Eagle. And the Pasuk says, Asher Sisim as Eagle. So from here we learn, Mishas Asiya, for the moment it was manufactured, Kamli Bechait, it's considered they did an Avera. Says the Gemara, Eimahani Mili, when was this said, Lamakim Gavra Bechait? That yes, as soon as somebody makes an Avodah Zarah, he did a terrible Avera. But that is not connected to what we're discussing, a Tzuri Lo Mitzri. It doesn't become Asur, maybe until it's actually worshipped. Amakra, says the Gemara, there's another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ora Isha Shiyasa Pesel Maseicha. And here the Pasuk again uses the word Ashiyasa. So from here we see the Mishas Asiya Kamle Bara. From the moment that it's manufactured, you have this Ora. Says the Gemara again, Ema Hani Mili Lamekim Gavra Bara. That a person, Rahman Slan, who manufactures the Avodah Zarah, is cursed. However, it's Tzuri Lo Mitzri, he doesn't become Asur until it's worshipped. Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Toivas Hashem Ksiv, Or Ish Shasa Pesel Mashecha. And the Pasuk continues the word, Toivas Hashem. That's considered from Asur from that moment. Rabbi Kiva asked the Gemara. So that's how we understand the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Avodah Zarah of a Jew is also Mishas Asiya, and the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri is also Mishas from when you only worship it. Rabbi Kiva disagreed. He's going to say that the word Tavis Hashem is not coming to tell us that it becomes also Mishas Asiya, that the Zarah of a Jew becomes also from the moment it's manufactured. What it means to teach us is Dover Hamevilade Taiva. And the Zarah is something that will lead us to have a situation where we're going to have something that's also Bahanah. Rekiva says the Gemara, Rekiva's opinion. The Avodas Kachavim, the Shalavik Kachavim, the Avodas Zarah v'Nachri, the Sura Miyad Menolei. From where does he know this halacha? Amu Ula Makra. The pasuk says regarding the Avodas Zarah that will be found in Eretz Yisrael. Psile Esrafehim Tisrafin Beish. The Torah doesn't just say Eloyehem. Their Avodas Zarah should be destroyed. The Torah uses the words Psile Eloyehem. So we learn from here. Hosloi, as soon as it was manufactured, at that moment immediately nasa laha, it's considered an avodah zarah and it's also bahanah. Vidach, and Rabbi Shmuel that holds that the avodah zarah of Nachri is not also until it's worshipped. Who? What does he do with the word psilei? B'balei lechatani Rabbi Yosef. He needs it for what Rabbi Yosef taught us. The tani Rabbi Yosef nine levik chavim shaposal laha. How do we know that a Nachri, as we keep on learning in our Masechta, has the halachic ability to be mevatel, to nullify Avodah Zarah? Shenama psile aleheyem tisrafim be'esh. The word psile is from the Lashon Pesul, to disqualify. Vidach, how will we know, according to Bekiva, that a Nachri has the ability to mevatel Avodah Zarah? Nafkalei mid Shmuel, the Shmuel Rami. Shmuel asked the following question. Siv, the Pasuk said, Psilei Aleihem Tisrof Be'ish, Lei Sachmad Kesev V'Zov Aleihem. So the Pasuk is saying that you're not allowed to have any benefit to Kesev of the Zov of the Avodah Zarah. And then it says, V'Lekach Teloch, that you may take it. How do we reconcile these two Pesukim? HaKetzad, Pasul Lelaha, if you made it for the Avodah Zarah, then the Pasuk says, Lo Sachmoid, you can't have any Hanah from it. Pasla Malaha. But if you disqualified it,
That means if the Nokri was Mevatalit, then Lekachtelcha, you could have it. Rabbi Akiva asked the Gemara Ashkechon, so now we've seen how Rabbi Akiva holds, based on the Pasuk of Psila Eliyahem, that Avayz Kacham Shalav Kacham, the Sur Miyad, that it's us immediately. However, the other halacha Rabbi Akiva has been teaching us, the Yisrael Achatovid, that the Avodazar of Yisrael is not until it's actually worship Menolon, answers the Gemara Amara Yehuda, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Pasuk that we just mentioned, the Pasuk says, Ora Ish Ashiyasa Pesel Umasecha Toivus Hashem Vesom Beseser. The words Vesom Beseser are superfluous, and we learn from those words, until it's used to do something which is done privately, the worship of the Zara. So the Rishonim asked the question that Avodah Zarah, unfortunately, is not only done privately. People, unfortunately, worship Avodah Zarah publicly. So why is it called the Sam B'Seser? So at the Mefarshim answer, as we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, that if somebody, Rachman Tzlon, is forced to worship Avodah Zarah, or worships Avodah Zarah, but he says that he didn't mean it, in his heart he did not accept as a god, then it's not considered that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Without going into the question if somebody's allowed to do that. But as far as is it considered that he worshipped Avodah Zarah, we learned from Masechta Sanhedrin, if you don't accept it upon yourself as an Avodah Zarah, then it's not an Avodah Zarah. And that's why only Beseser, only where in your heart you took this Avodah Zarah as an Avodah Zarah, is it considered that you did Avodah Zarah. That's why the Pasuk is most appropriate. Vidach, Rabbi Shmuel says that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is also immediately, what is he going to do with this Pasuk? Answered, come on, boy, little Rabbi Yitzchak. He used it to teach us what Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, as we spoke about earlier, that it has to be buried. Shenemar, but some say to take the whole Avodah Zarah and bury it. And Rashi explains what that means is take the Avodah Zarah as its whole and bury it in the ground. And according to this, according to Rashi, there would not be an obligation to destroy the Avodah Zarah. The obligation would be just to bury it. There are many Rishonim that disagree with Rashi. And Rashi says, and their opinion is, that yes, we're learning that we have to bury the Avodah Zarah, but it's only burying, but it has to be destroyed. And actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Yudalid, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ketzad Mevar Avodah Zarah, how is the Avodah Zarah destroyed? Shoichik V'Zorah L'Ruach, grinded and dispersed in the air, or Shoichik Matal Yom, grinded and thrown in into the ocean. And as the Achroinim point out, the Shulchan Aruch does not differentiate between the Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Jew versus the Avodah Zarah that belongs to a Nachri. So it seems that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is clearly that all Avodah Zarah must be completely destroyed. The Chazon Ish, however, points out that the Chiyuv Geniza is not just because we want to make sure that nobody Chas V'Shalom will use the Avodah Zarah. Particularly, I think what the Chazon Ish means to say, particularly according to the opinions that Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed, which we learn now is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. So if it's completely destroyed, the concern that it's going to be used for worship is obviously very minimal. Therefore, you have to explain, that, says the Chazon Ish, that there's a special halacha that the Torah taught us, and that halacha is that Avodah Zarah has to be, the Avodah Zarah of a Jew has to be destroyed, no matter what shape it's in. Ask the Gemara V'idach, says the Gemara, and Rabbi Akiva Nafgalei, from where will Rabbi Akiva know the halacha that Avodah Zarah must be buried? So the Gemara Nafkalim with Rav Chisda. Amar Rav, Damar Chisda Rav. Menai Lavedes Kacham Sheyisrael Shetun Geniza. How do we know that Lavedes Kacham of Yisrael requires Geniza? Shnamu Esit Lcha Ashera Kol Eitz Eitz Al Mishbach Hashem Lekecha. So we learn Mamas Beach. Just like the Mizbeach, when it's no longer usable, Tuna and Geniza, it has to be buried. Af Ashera, the Avodah Zarah Ashera, also Tuna and Geniza. V'idach, Rabbi Shmuel, what is he going to use this Pasuk for? Says the Gemara, Ahu, he's going to use the Pasuk for Mibaylei Lichid Resh Lakish. He uses the Pasuk for what Resh Lakish taught us. Dam Resh Lakish, Kol HaMam Dayin Shena Hagen. If somebody, if they appoint a Dayin who's not worthy, it should be viewed as if they planted an asher in Klal Yisrael. Shenema, as the pasuk says, shayftim v'shaytim titin l'cha b'chol sherecha v'samachlei, and then the pasuk says le'sit l'cha ashera kol eitz. So we learn from here that by appointing an improper dayin, it's like making an it's like planting an ashera in Klal Yisrael. V'amravashi. But makom tamid chachamim, if you have a place where there are tamid chachamim who are worthy to be appointed to be the dayanim, and you take somebody who's not worthy, kilonata etzel mizbeach, it's even more serious. It's not just like you planted an asherah, but it's viewed like you planted that asherah rachman tzlan next to the mizbeach. Shenemar, as the pasuk continues teaching us, etzel mizbeach Hashem elokecha. So we could well understand, say all the Rishonim, that appointing a Dayan who is not worthy to the position is a terrible thing. But the question is, what is the connection between that and an Asherah? So the Ritva explains that just like in a place of Avodah Zarah, there's no Shechina, explains the Ritva in a place, the Pasuk says, Alakim Nitzav Badas Kael, but if the Dayan is not worthy to be a Dayan, you won't have the Shechina there. The Maral explains that a Dayan in the Torah already is called a Lakim. As the Pasuk said, a Mishpat Lakim Hu. So the Dayan who has the title and the status of a Lakim is a person who's worthy to be a Dayan. That's like a Lakim. But the person who's not worthy to be a Dayan, he's like the Asherah, which is a false god. Dar Chana explains, the Torah says that Lesitlcha Asherah. Lesitlcha Asherah says from the, you shouldn't plant the Asherah tree. From here we learn that not just worshipping or having an Asherah tree is prohibited, but even the planting of the Asherah tree is usur. And that's the connection to our Gemara. Of course, a Dayan who paskins incorrectly has no place in our community. But even the appointment, and that's the words of the Gemara, kol hamam dayan, even the appointment of a Dayan that way is improper. It says, the Meloya Omer has a different shot. He says, when you have a statue, when you have an Avodah Zarah, it's an obvious Avodah Zarah. However, when you have an Asherah, Asherah looks like a regular tree, but it's really an Avodah Zarah. Sometimes you're going to appoint a Dayan who's really not worthy to be the Dayan. But looks can be deceiving, and he may look like an individual who is worthy to be in the Dayan. So the Asherah is an Avodah Zarah, but it's not obvious that it's an Avodah Zarah. This Dayan is also not worthy. Ritva explains that the Gemara says, if you point an unworthy Dayan in a place of Tamid Chachamim, it's like you put him next to the Mizbeach. What does that mean? The Mizbeach brings a kapara to Klal Yisrael. When you have appropriate Dayanim, they also bring a kapara to Klal Yisrael. But when you have a person who is not worthy to be the Dayan, what you're doing is you're taking the Mizbeach, which should have been the Kapara for Klal Yisrael, you're taking that Mizbeach, that's making it into an Asherah. You're doing, when you had an opportunity, when we have an opportunity to have kapara kla Yisrael by having this dayan, and now we have just the opposite. The pasuk says, "Der in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yotes, Derech Amuna Bacharti Mishpatecha Shavisi." So the Sefer Imrus Tahiris explains that Derech Amuna Bacharti, when I follow Derech Amuna and I pick the, how can I come to Derech Amuna Bacharti? How can we come to a time and a place that we're on the right path for Amuna? Is when we have Mishpatecha Shavisi, when we have the right Dayan doing the Mishpat and Klal Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer explains, the Pasuk says, regarding the Big Day Kahuna, V'layizach HaChoshim El Eifed, the Choshim and the Eifed must be constantly connected. The Eifed is Mechaper, he explains in Avodah Zorah. The Choshim HaMishpat is Mechaper on Din that wasn't done properly. So he says, since our Gemara teaches us the Kala Mamadan Shein HaHogun Kilo Noteya Sheir Eretzil Mesbeach, the Gemara is connecting Avodah Zorah to Mishpat. That's why the Torah requires that the Eifer and the Chosh be connected. By Rav Nuna, continues the Gemara, Risach Kli, if somebody had a Keli that was broken, Avodah Kachavim, and it was, you fixed it, and the intention was that it should be used for Avodah Zarah Mahu. The way Risach is done, I saw two different Pshatim in the Rishonim. One is that you have a metal keli and you bang it together until it's fixed. Another way is you weld it together, you solder it together. What's going to be halacha? Is it considered Avodah Zarah that it should be Asur Hanal? Says the Gemara, Avodah Kham Daman, let's analyze this question. Whose Avodah Zarah was broken and being fixed? If also we're speaking about the Avodah Kham that belongs to a Nachri, ask the Gemara, Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Kiva, Misham Shei Avodah Kham Nein. We're speaking here about Misham Shei Avodah Kham. Or Misham Shei Avodah Kham, when we speak about Kalim that are used for Avodah Zarah, everybody agrees, Ein Asur Mat Sheavdu. They're not Asur until they're actually worshipped. As we said, in the earlier, Abet Abdun, as called Mekaymus, Asha Avdu Sham Hagoyim, we learned that the word Mekaymus refers to the Kalim, to the Misham Shei Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk says, Avdu, that they're not Asur until they were actually worshipped. Ella, we're speaking about, says the Gemara, Avodah Kham de Yisrael. We're speaking about the Avodah Kham of Yisrael. Again, ask the Gemara, leave the man, according to whose opinion is this question being asked? Elaim, I leave the Rekiva. If we're going to say it's according to the opinion of Akiva, that it's not Asur until it's actually worshipped, Hashta hi gufulay mitzra. The Keli itself is not Asur achatovid until it's actually worshipped. Mishamshah mebayib. Kak, we have a question about the Kalim that I use for the Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Ella, the question is going to leave with the Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Asur miyad. So now, the Gemara's question is, how do we treat the Kalim of the Avodah Zarah of the Yisrael? And there's two ways of learning this. Nay, Mishamshim, Mishamshim Gemrinim. Do we learn the halacha of the Mishamshim of Avodah Zarah of Yisrael from the halacha of the Kalim of Avodah Zarah of a Nachri? And we'll say, Ma Hasam, just like when we speak about the Nachri, we've been learning that those Kalim are not Osir Achi Avdu until they actually worship. Av Hochu, the Loch will be that they're not Osir Achi Avdu until they actually worship. Adilma Mino Gomer, we should learn the Loch of the Kalim of Avodah Zarah of Yisrael from the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. And we'll learn, Ma Hi Asur Miyad, just like the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is Osir from when it's manufactured, so too the Loch will be Af Misham Sheo, the Kalim of the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, Asur Miyad. So ask the Gemara, if that's the question that's being asked, so my area the Kamebayle Risach Keli. If that's the question, why was the question posed in the fashion that it was with the Keli that got broken and were fixing? To Bayle, the Gemara should have asked straight, also, if somebody made a Keli for Avodah Zarah of Yisrael,
From when does it become Musa, according to Rabbi Shmuel? Answers, the Gemara of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna that posed the question specifically in this case of Risa Keli, says the Gemara, Bishum Tuma Yishana Kamebaile. His question is based because Avoid Zara is Tamei Medrabanan. Avoid Keli that's used for Avoid Zara, we've learned, becomes Tamei, as we've learned either like we've learned earlier in Daf Mem Zayin, like a Sheretz or like a Nida. And therefore, the question is that this Keli that got broken, the question is, will it become Tamei? Will it become Tamei again or not? What is the question based on? It's based on a Mishnah, in Masechta Kelim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, the Tana Kli Matchas, Pshuteim. A Kli Matchas, a metal Keli, Pshuteim, whether it's a fat Keli, flat Keli, that doesn't have a receptacle, Mekableim, or a Keli that has a receptacle, Tameim, if something becomes, if something Tamei comes in touch with them, they become Tamei, they become Tamei immediately. Nishtabru, if after they became Tamei, they were broken, Taru, they're Tar, they're no longer Tamei. Because since they're no longer a usable Keli, so they're not Tamei. Chazru asam Kelim, but if they were repaired, Chazru Tamei Yishana, they become Tamei again. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, brings a machloikus of Abaye v'Rava. Why? Abaye holds that the Chamim made this gzeira, because let's say somebody has a keli that is tamei, and instead of taking it to the mikveh to be matarit, he breaks it, and we're concerned that he didn't break it adequately. The Gemara over there speaks about that it has to really be broken to be considered broken. And therefore, because of that, we're not so quick to rely on a broken keli. In other words, why would somebody break a keli instead of just taking it to the mikveh? The answer is, because when you take it to the mikveh, you have to have Harav Shemesh, you have to have wait till the night. If you break it, you could use it immediately. But you may not break it properly. That's a bias pshat. Another Rava's pshat is that the reason Chazal made this gezeira is that people will see that you had this keli that became tamei and you're using it today. They're not going to realize or know that the real reason you're able to use it today is because you broke it. And as we've been learning, once you break it, it's tahar and it can be used immediately. They're going to think you took it to the mikveh. And they're going to think that you don't have to wait for Harav Shemesh. And therefore, the halacha is that even if they were broken, if they were repaired, the halacha is that Chazru Tamei Yishana, they revert back to the original Tamei, Midrabanan. The halacha kamilei. And now we understand the question that was being posed. Ki Hadra Tamei, when Chazal made this new halacha, that after they repaired, they revert back to the original Tamei. When did they make this rule? L'tumah deraisa. When something became tamei mideraisa, it came in contact with a mace or with a sheretz. Avol tumah derabanan, like the tumah of avoid the zara, which is a tumah derabanan loy. There Chazal did not make the gzeira, and there Chazal said that if it's broken and then repaired, it's fine. Al duma loy shnob, then the same halacha applies in all cases. So ask the Gemara if that's the Gemara's question, if by Tumah Derabanan this Gezeiris Chazal is appropriate, so the Tumah Lebeshat Tumah Derabanan, then the question should have been asked by any Tumah Derabanan. Why only here? Answers the Gemara, Chad Megoy Chadu Kibbeilei. The way to the question is as follows. Tumah Derabanan Mihadra. Do we say that even by Tumah Derabanan, when you break the keli and then you repair the keli, it reverts back to the original tumah? Or maybe that rule wasn't said by tumah derabanan. Vim tim tzolayman. If we'll say that it doesn't revert back to the original tumah, vim tim tzolayman loy hadra tumah davaris kechavim. But maybe when it was tummy because of its avodah zara, mishum churma davaris kechavim. The avodah zara is a very serious avera. Mi shavu rabanan. Ketumah deraisa, is it treated like Tumah Deraisa, where Chazal made the rule that it reverts back? Since it's only a Tumah Derabanan, the rule doesn't apply. The Gemara actually remains with a tekel. Food that was brought to an Avodah Zarah. Mahu. What's the halacha? Mi mehanya le bitl le terinim etuma is the fact that we are mevatlet. We've just learned that Avodah Zarah, takruvus Avodah Zarah is tamei. So will the bitl be adequate to take off the tuma aloi? So ask the Gemara, the tibay le bekelim. Why don't we just ask the same question? If we have kelim that were used for Avodah Zarah, and then you will mevatle them, and is that enough to remove the tumah? Says the Gemara, kelim lo mebaylei. The Gemara never had a question by kelim, but kiven this l'tar b'mikvah, since a keli can be taken to the mikvah, tumah nami b'teila. So we see that that keli can lose the tumah by going to the mikvah. And what is going to the mikvah accomplish? Going to the mikvah accomplishes the same as bittel. So the two ways I saw that the Mefarshim explained this Gemara. One way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara is that since going to the mikvah is an option by Kalim, so since going to the mikvah is an option by Kalim, of course, just take it to the mikvah and you wouldn't have an issue. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is just the opposite. There's no need to take it to the mikvah. But rather, the way to understand is that if a mikvah is useful, then bittel should be bittel is useful as well. But, when do we have the question? By oichlim, by food that was brought to Avodah Zarah. Since food cannot be taken to the mikvah, the question is, will bittel at least take off the tumah? And as I saw, the Chazanish points out, the entire discussion in this Gemara is only regarding tumah. But the bittel doesn't make it that it's not considered takruvus of Avodah Zarah. Because we learned earlier that that takruvus of Avodah Zarah doesn't ever have bittel. Says the Gemara, "Tavelei b'avodas kechavim gufa." Says the Gemara, what about the food of Avodah Zarah? Somebody is worshipped Avodah Zarah. Why don't we ask the question there? Says the Gemara, "B'avodas kechavim gufa lo mebaylei." On actual Avodah Zarah, there's no question. Kiven de sur bittel. Because unlike what we just said by Takruvus Avodah Zarah, on Avodah Zarah itself, bittel is helpful. So therefore, Tumah Nami Batla. If bittel accomplishes on the Avodah Zarah, it certainly takes off the Tumah as well. Ki kama boilei, when is the question, but Takruvus Avodah Zarah by Takruvus Avodah Zarah, which is Oichlin. Mai, do we say, as we just explained, that the Takruvus Avodah Zarah Kivin de Surle Batl, you can't take that Isser away, as Rav Gidl taught us on Daf Nun. So therefore, the Tumah Nami Le Batl, the Tumah never goes away. Idilma, Isser the Raisa, the actual Isser the Raisa of having Hanno from Takruvus Avodah Zarah, that's the Halacha Le Batl, never can get nullified. But the whole din of Tumah, which is only a tin Durabonon, maybe it could be removed, Batl, Teiko. Says the Gemara, "Boy Menei, Rabbi Yosi ben Sholmi Rebbe, Kalim Shashim Shaben Bebeis Chana, the Kalim that were used in the Beis Chana, Ma'ashi Shtamish Ben Bebeis Hamikdash, can they be used in Beis Hamikdash?" We're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem in Masechta Menachos, Daf Kuf Tes on Bebeis, a Machlokes Remei Rabbi Yehuda. What is the history of the Beis Chana? As we're going to see, the question is, was the Beis Chanya a place of Avodah Zarah, or was it a place of Kedusha? It really is connected to what is the whole history of the Beis Chanya. Remeis says that when Shimon HaTzadik, who was a Kohen Gadol, was about to be Nifter, he said, Chanya b'ni yishamish tachtei. My son Yechanya, who was the younger son, should be my successor. Shimi, who was the older brother by two and a half years, said, was jealous, and he told his brother, I'm going to teach you how to be the Kohen Gadol. What he did was, he put on him a beged, a garment that looked to like a woman's clothing. And then he said to the other Kohanim, look at what this Chanya did. When he was appointed to being Kohen Gadol, he made a neder to his wife that the day I am appointed Kohen Gadol, I'm going to put on your dress and come to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah. When the Kohanim heard and saw what happened, they wanted to kill him. And at that point, he ran away to Alexandria and Mitzrayim, and he built there a Mizbeach, and he became, and that was a place, it was a temple for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda says the story was that Shimon HaTzadik, again, said that Chanya, his youngest son, should be his successor. But Chanya was very unhappy. Shimi, the older brother, was unhappy. And he gave up, Chanya, the younger brother, gave up his position to his other brother, Shimi. But after that, when Shimi began to do the Avodah, he was upset that he gave it up. And that's when he went and told Shimi to put on this garment, and that caused the entire tumult. And at that point, they wanted to kill Shimi again because he put on supposedly his wife's dress on the day he became Kohen Gadol. But Shimi disclosed to the other Kohanim that he didn't do this with a bad intention. His brother set him up. When they heard that, when they got angry, the other Kohanim got angry at Chanya, and Chanya had to run away. He ran to Alexandria, but he made a temple of Shem Shemayim. So again, the Gemara's question is, the kelim that were used in the Beis Chanya, can they be used in Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara says, it's a question according to the opinion that the Beis Chanya is not used for Avodah Zarah. The Tanan, as we just learned, Kahanim Shishim Shebeis Chanya, the Kahanim that did the service of Beis Chanya, L'sham Shebeis Bishlaim, cannot do Avodah in Yerushalayim. V'enetzarech Loima, L'dava Acha, that if they did work for Avodah Zarah, they can no longer do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So from here we see that this opinion holds that the Mizbeach there in the Beis Chanya was not Avodah Zarah, and it's only Usur because you're not allowed to bring Kabonis, as we discussed the other day, out once the Beis HaMikdash was built, anywhere but in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the question, and those Kohanim who violated this Halacha and brought Kabonis there, so they become disqualified from doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Gemara's question is, Kohanim who the Kansur Rabbanon, was this rule only said to the Kohanim? They should have known better. They're intelligent, they're human beings. Ava Kalim, but Kalim that were used in the Beis Chanya, Loi, don't become disqualified. Adema Loi Shna, that just like the Kohanim become disqualified, then the halacha is, so too is the kelim are disqualified. So the Michas Chinuch asks a question that these kelim were used not for kodesh purposes. And the question is that once they were not used for kodesh purposes, they become disqualified for use for kodesh. And the question is, so the Michas Chinuch explains that we have to say that these kelim were originally used in the Beis HaMikdash. And since these kelim were originally used in the Beis HaMikdash, Gemara's question is, even though they were used afterwards in Beis Chanya, they don't become disqualified. Amalei, to which Rebbe said to Rabbi Yosef Bishol, Asurim Hein, the halacha is that they're Asur, U'mikra Hayu B'deinu, we even had a pasuk to back this up, for Shechachnu, we forgot it. Esvei asked Rabbi Yosef Ben Shol, on Rebbe's answer, the pasuk says by Chizkiyo, "Kol haKelim asher zniach haMelech achoz b'machoschoy b'malach hiachnu v'kedashnu." He says that Ochaz, who was Chizkiyo's father, had used all of the kelim for the Beis HaMikdash. Now, hechanu v'kdashnu, my love, what does that pasuk not presumably mean? Hechanu, that belinu, that he took the they took the kelim to the mikvah, v'kdashnua, that dikdashnua, that from now on they put on the Shem and the Mishcha, and the halach is that now we could use it for the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that they were designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and once they were designated for the Beis HaMikdash, they could be reused for the Beis HaMikdash, because they're kelim, they're not people. And if that's the case, so too should be the kelim, particularly as we learned that we're also speaking here about kelim that were originally used for that purpose. Amalei, so we see from here that by Beis Chanya also, that those kelim should not become disqualified. Amalei, and Rebbe said to Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Baruch Atol Hashemayim Shechazati Levedasi, Baruch Hashem, that you remind me, what I know is Hechanu, means that Shigonzim, that actually the kelim that Ochas had used for the Avodah Zarah were put away. V'gdashnu, Shigdashna Chem Tachtayim, we took different kelim, because the kelim that were used also become posel. Leim Mesayle, let's bring a raya to where Rebbe's opinion is that once they were used in an improper manner, they may never be used in the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, the Mishnah, Masechet Midos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, describes the different chambers that were in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah says that the Mizrach Tzvoinus, the northeast chamber, they put away the Beis Chashmonai, put the stones of the Mizbeach that were defiled by the Anshi Yoven. Omer Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes means, what does it mean? Shikshiksu l'avoy d'zara. We see from here that they didn't become the apostle, but they weren't allowed to be used anymore for avoy d'zara. And we see from here, since they were used for avoy d'zara, they can no longer be used again for the Mizbeach. Omer Rav Papa, Hasim Kra Ashkech V'darish. We can't bring a raya from there, because there, it's a very special halacha. The pasuk says, Ubo bo pritzav chalalua. The pasuk says that when they came in, and the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Ubo pritzav chalalua, the pasuk says that they took away the kedusha. And the way the Balamor explains, the way most Rishonim explain actually, is that the pasuk is saying that the Nochrim took away the kedusha. Rashi says, that's the pshat that Rashi says. Rashi says that it was the Nochrim that took away the Kedusha. There are those that suggest it wasn't the Nochrim who removed the Kedusha. It was Klal Yisrael that took it away. So I saw a very interesting vort from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zatzal, would ask about the minig that many have, that on Chanukah, they eat donuts that are fried in oil. Where did that minig come from? He says, because when you eat a mezainis, when you eat donut, so you have to make a bracha in the bracha mein sholosh. And in the bracha mein sholosh, unlike in Birchas HaMazon, we say al mizbechacha. We're learning here the part of what happened on Chanukah was that the Nochrim defiled the Mizbeach. So we want to make a bracha achrayna on Chanukah that speaks to the Mizbeach. How do we make a bracha achrayna on Chanukah that speaks to the Mizbeach? By eating a mezainis that we're going to make an alamichya. Amri, so the Gemara continues, what did they do with the stones of the Mizbeach? What did the Cheshmonaim do? They said, Hechi Nabi, what should we do? Should we, Nitbarinu, ask a Nochri to break those stones and take off the Issa Avodah Zarah? Then they can never be reused for the Mizbeach. Because the Torah says, Avon Shlemus, Tivnez Mizbech Hashem Elokecha, Amrachmana. Ninesrininu, should we take a metal drill or metal tool and fix them? The Torah says, L'son of Alayim Bazo, Amrachmana. The Torah says that we can't use the metal on those stones. So I saw the Rishonim ask that we know that Shlomo Melech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, had a worm called the Shomer, which was usable to chisel the stones. And the answer is that there was no Shomer available at that time. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, why did they have to put these stones into that chamber? Let's break them, and then we take it for themselves. That's the Gemara. Milo Yam Rav Oisha. Biksha Lignas Kolakesh Vazov Shalaylam. They wanted to put away all the money, all the silver and gold in the world. Shemkasv the Havish Shalaylam. Because most of the silver and gold that was found in Shalaylam belonged to Hegdish. And now we can't use that. Vavinaba. And understanding that Gemara, Mesecht B'chayri Staff, Nun, Yushlaim Avarub Dalma is all the money in the world from Yushlaim. Elam Abaya, Big Shalignas Darni Dadrai Trainu. There was a special type of cone that Shifa, that is old coin, Menetivish Yushlaim, says the Gemara, Ach Nimtsuba, Mikra, Menatara Shumutta, it would be awesome because Baal Preets V'chalor. So the question is that why over here, once it lost the Kedusha, did it have to be put away? It could be used for any purpose. Answers the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from the coin to the Mizbeach. Hasam l'shtam shel gavoya. It wasn't used for Kedusha. Hacha, but in our Gemara, when we're speaking about the Avdi Mizbeach, kiven the shtam sheba, they were used l'gavoya, they were used for the Mizbeach, lav arch ar l'shtam sheba l'hajayta, it's inappropriate that it should be used for just people could use it for their own purposes. And that's why there's an interesting tshuva for Rav Moshe about taking stones from the Kaisel HaMaravi, Yerideya Chelik Dalid, Simen Samach Gimel, and he says that something that was used for the Kedusha, was used for the Kaisel HaMaravi, cannot be used for another purpose. He also says, if everybody's going to chip off something from the Kaisel HaMaravi because they want to have a souvenir from the Kaisel HaMaravi, then we won't have any Kaisel HaMaravi left. And of course, we need the Kaisel to be a place for our tefillahs to go to Shemayim. The Kaisel should have Yeshuas, v'tzadkenu, v'tzadukum, v'mishpat, v'chesed, v'rachman.